You're listening to Week 4 of the Central Football Show on 97.7 and listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brandon Artis, the head coach of Bear Football, will join us today in talking about last week's loss against Memorial, getting ready for this upcoming game against Vincennes, that and more, all thanks to our sponsors, Bel Air Land, Gary's Body Shop, Max Deadman with ERA First Advantage Realty, United Fidelity Bank, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Brandon Artis, the head coach for Central Football, joins us in a moment right here on WREF. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Deadman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Deadman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.deadman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Back here on Week 4 of the Central Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Central Football head coach Brandon Artis joins us to talk about last week and talking about the loss against Memorial. Now, coach, really appreciate the time. The Tigers are a really, really good team, one of the best in the state, one of the best in 3A. So this was always going to be a very difficult test. What are your major takeaways from this game?
That they're really good. Well-coached team, do things the right way, and a lot nastier than what people give them credit for. Hats off to them. Memorial is really good.
You know, against a team like Memorial, where they are more experienced than you guys, a little bit bigger, a little bit faster, a little bit stronger, what is your message to your team going into it, where you are heavy underdogs, you're also still trying to compete and pull off the upset? What's your message to the guys going into a game like that?
Honestly, most people lose a battle based off the name on the chest. I think that's one of those things where coming up, we never really cared about that. You just got to look in the mirror and choose ourselves. And so if we believe in that, and then our school and everyone else, I think that it was one of those things where, like, even in your own community have doubt. And so when you have doubt, you're never going to be successful at anything you do.
And, coach, in looking at this game on the offensive end, the struggles really began on the ground. Now, struggling to run the football, how do you diagnose that? What was so difficult to move the football on the ground against Memorial?
They're really good at making adjustments. And when we have chances to get them and we don't make the right cuts or make the right cuts, because there are some holes there, they make adjustments, and then the next time you do it, you got to figure something else out. I think that we've struggled all season long, so it wasn't like a Memorial thing. We struggled. Our center was suspended for this game, so we didn't have our starting center, so that was an issue for us. And then we were down some down alignment. And so there are some things been going on with the run game, just not having the same guys that we had all summer. So that's something that is going to get cleaned up. So.
Yeah, I know.
We just got to keep chucking away.
Sorry to cut you off there. I know that Lance Gough missed the first game of the year, serving a suspension from a season ago, and so he's still, I'm sure, trying to get his feet out from under him. How do you feel he has kind of adapted back into the fold? Because it's a big year for him. Obviously, he's one of the leaders on your team, being a senior and being one of the lead running backs, but still struggling to find his footing early on in the season.
Yeah, I think that kind of killed us because we were leaning on some guys that we were going to kind of play receiver this year. Gough, last year, he was our short yardage kind of running back guy. And so that kind of hurt us, but he also played linebackers for us too. So it's one of those things where you next man up and you got to figure it out.
Talking to the head coach of Central Football, Brandon Artis, here on WREF. It is week 4 of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We'll take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. We're talking Central Football right here on WREF.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot that. Never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on WREF, it's week 4 of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Brandon Artis, the head man for the Bears, is here on the ref talking about Central Football heading into week 4. And we'll talk about their upcoming game for tomorrow in a moment. But, you know, first, Coach, I want to go back to the Memorial game for a second. And talking about the offense, Hunter Brochures, yeah, the starting quarterback, but he didn't get all the snaps behind center. Also had an opportunity to try out Easton Vetter, the freshman. So what is the status of the QB position right now, and what did you see from the kid?
It was one of those things where we just wanted to – we had some guys go down. There was a couple shots that I didn't like from the other side, and we had some guys go down. So it was one of those things where I didn't want my – I kind of didn't play Hunter in the second half. We were – one of those things where you're looking for the next game, if that makes sense. And so
sure.
We need to give Easton some snaps. He's a freshman, but he's athletic. He can throw the ball. He can do some things. So Hunter's the guy, but we just wanted to get Easton some snaps.
You know, it's funny because you're right, and playing for the next game, it completely makes sense. It's not necessarily a new thing. But, you know, Easton Vetter gets an opportunity in the second half, and there were some moments there where, granted, against some of the Memorial reserves, but he was moving the football. Is this the type of thing that we should expect to see from him maybe down the line? Because, yeah, Hunter's the guy, and he's really talented, and he is a leader in the locker room, but it's always nice to have QB2 ready to go, and he wasn't playing like a freshman on Friday night. So what did he do well to actually move the football?
He's good with his feet. And we both know in high school, if you can move around, you can create and make some things happen. So he's just good at that. He's still young, and part of the thing is, like, what makes Hunter great is the fact that he can read defenses, and he's just a leader. He's the leader of our team. But Easton Vetter is a really good football player, and that's why he starts and plays some receiver. He's a real good football player. So we plan on using him. We got some packages where he's at quarterback. We kind of did some things versus Modern Day with him. We're going to use him all year. He's good enough to play, and I'm the type of person where if you're good enough to play on Friday nights, we're going to find a place for you to play.
Yeah, no doubt. But again, Hunter Brosier is still the guy, no surprise. Leader in the locker room, leader on the field, QB1 for Central Football. What has his message been to the rest of the guys? You know, I know that you're the head coach and you have, you know, the first and final say, I would imagine, in the locker room. But it's always really important to have a guy, a player, that can be an extension of the coach. I'd imagine that's what Hunter's role is in that locker room. What has his message been to the guys early in the season as you guys still look for that spark early in the year?
He has to play better. I think that there are some throws that he left on the field. I think that his message it starts with him. And so he holds himself accountable. He feels like he needs to do a better job of galvanizing the troops. At the end of the day, he's a kind of the face of our team. So he has to, when it's time, we got to rise up into those moments. And so that's where we're struggling at lately. And he understands that, and I understand that. It's better communication between us, and he got to get his guys going, and that's where we got to get going.
Friday night can't come soon enough for Central Football getting ready to play Vincennes. We're going to talk about that matchup when we return. This is week 4 of the Central Football Show right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Don't go anywhere.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, but so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center.
Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Getting ready for Friday night here on week four of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, the head coach of the Bears. Brandon Artis is here on WREF. All right, coach, so on the year.
Got to play good football. We still haven't put multiple quarters together. We got to stack quarters. I think that we just got to play well. And that's from the start. And so if we play well from the start, I feel like we got the guys that can compete and do, and you just never know what could happen, but we got to play well from the start.
Vincennes started the season really, really strong with a 43-12 win against Bossy. Since then, they're 0-2, both on the road, both against Westside teams, Wrights and Mater Dei. They've since fallen on hard times since that 1-0 start. Their core at will at times this year, but last week the offense was abbreviated to only 6 points. What's on tape?
To be honest, they moved the ball well. They didn't score, but they moved the ball well, especially against Mater Dei. They moved it well. It's just when it was time to score, they didn't put up points. They're a really good football team. They got some good players. Love number 33. I like what they're doing with their quarterback. They got they're a very respectable program, and we can't underestimate anybody. I think that with our conference, each week is a battle. So we expect it to be a battle with Vincennes.
You know, looking at Vincennes, talk about their offense. What about their defense? What do you see from them that you're communicating to Hunter and the rest of this on the ball for Central and saying, hey, this is how we can go about trying to move the football?
Well, we noticed that they moved back and forth from a three-man front to a four-man front. They kind of, when we're passing in passing situations or just passing formations, they kind of move to a three-man front. We got to attack their linebackers, make them guard us. And, of course, because we can't run the ball, they're not going to respect the run game. If I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm not respecting the run game, to be honest with you. And then I expect them to send pressure off the edge. Against us last year, they expect them to be who they are. They are a hard, tough, hard-nosed team. They're going to play hard each play. Four quarters, and you got to play really good football. You got to be a really fundamentally sound team to beat them because they play hard. And so we just got to do the right things, and we got to get back to playing football how we did this summer in order to be successful versus anyone.
Brandon Artis, the head coach of Central Football here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is week four of the Central Football Show. You know, Coach, you mentioned the idea off the top of, hey, we just need to play better. We need to sack some quarters. Where does that start? Is that really kickoff, or is that warm-ups, or, heck, is that the week of practice? So where does that really begin for you guys in week four of the 2025 season?
It starts with me. I got to figure out a way to galvanize the troops and kind of get them. I got to do a better job and try to figure out ways to make sure our guys get off to a fast and good start. But also, we just got to look in the mirror. And to me, it's just we get so worried about who we're playing. And to me, that doesn't matter. You should prepare like you're playing Memorial every day, if that makes sense. So. Just mentality switch.
Coach, I really appreciate your time, your insight into what this program is all about and what you guys are up to, getting ready for Friday night against Vincennes. Looking forward to seeing it, and looking forward to seeing you guys try to get your second win. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
This has been week 4 of the Central Football Show on WREF.